Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, Benson Boone. Don't forget, tomorrow, May 6th, it's the Benson Boone Ticket Tuesdays at Dairy Queen in Greece from 6 to 8. I am going to be out there giving you guys a chance to win tickets to Benson Boone at CMAC on June 5th, so make sure to stop by.
Oh my God. Are you going to make us a blizzard?
I will be eating an endless amount of blizzards. Joe knows.
Yeah.
So this is going to be at the Dairy Queen in Greece on Dewey. This is going to be Tuesday, tomorrow, May 6th, 6 to 8 p.m. for your chance to win tickets to go see Benson Boone.
Go see our boy.
I'll be there tomorrow night. Love for you guys to come by, and you must be present to win. But I'll see you guys tomorrow night at the Dairy Queen in Greece. Let's
GQ.
Get right into Parental Confidential this morning. Adriana is unsure whether to praise her daughter or punish her after she stuck up for her autistic brother in school. Mm. And when the school and the teachers were failing to protect him, she came to his rescue. And unfortunately, she chose violence, which is why Adriana is feeling conflicted on how to handle this situation. Let us know what you guys think and what you would do. How would you handle it? 585-252-9800 is the number. Here's the original message. Good morning, PXY crew. Anyone know how to handle this particular situation? Last week at school, there was an incident involving my two kids. My son, who is on the spectrum, has been getting bullied a lot lately, especially by one specific child. Last Tuesday, things escalated. A kid took my son's food, ran off with it, and when my son tried to chase him, he lost him. Later, he saw the same child again, and this time along with the usual bully, and they both started throwing his food at him, mocking him, calling him names. That's when my daughter, his older sister, found out what was happening. She stepped in, stood up for her brother, ended up punching the kid in the face. Oh. The school has now suspended her for a week, and I'm torn. On one hand, I know violence isn't the answer. I don't want to encourage it. On the other hand, she stood up for her brother in a moment where no one else did. Not the teachers, not the school, who was supposed to be protecting him. She's been his biggest protector. So here's my question. Should I even be punishing her for what she did, or should I be proud of her for standing up for her brother when no one else would? I feel like the school failed them both, and I'm at a loss for how to approach this as a parent. Would love some outside perspective. Thank you both so much. My own two cents, but I grew up with brothers, and I was always raised that if someone was picking on one of us, we were subject to bullying, which I was a couple of times. We do whatever necessary to protect one another. And I've witnessed my brother throw some serious punches in my honor.
In your honor.
And it's good to have siblings who have your back, because in this particular situation, if it wasn't for Adriana's daughter, it sounds like this poor kid was on his own.
You started it, let's be honest. The bullying.
No.
No, oh. But I mean, in all seriousness, you know how I feel about violence, very anti-violence. So I wouldn't give her a punishment that would be as harsh as it would be if she just like actually did something wrong. I would tell her she did the right thing. There's just a different way to express your emotions or frustration while also standing up to the person. Because honestly, like, my biggest thing is like, when you bring those acts into it, whether it be violence, hitting, biting, kicking, I don't care, insert blank here, the actual like issue at hand gets lost in the shuffle because they're just so worried about punishing this young girl for beating the crap out of the guy.
Throwing hands.
That what he did is completely null and void, in my opinion.
Well, my question is, now what? Are they going to reprimand these kids for doing what they did? Or now is all the attention on the daughter
That's
for
what
throwing
punch?
It's like,
I don't think the school's going to punish the kids who are bullying this listener's son. I think that the sister did that. Like, her daughter was able to essentially teach these kids, hey, there are consequences for my actions.
We hope that's the case.
I mean, we can only hope.
Let's go over to hear from some of our listeners. Julie's weighing in first this morning. 585-252-9800. I wouldn't punish her. She did what she had to do. And I would, however, have a talk with the principal and threaten legal action because the school's failure to address the bullying. If they had handled it, your daughter wouldn't have had to deal with it herself. Your daughter is a hero, and you should be proud of her. Violence is not the answer, but let's be honest, you guys. I think some of these kids need to be punched in the face and taught a lesson once in a while. And she did just that. Now, take her out for ice cream. Tell her you're proud of her.
Yeah, period. Joe, have you ever been in a situation where, I mean, you have a ton of siblings. Have you ever been in a situation where you had to defend their honor and it kind of got you in trouble?
Yeah. A really, really similar situation.
Yeah.
Not exactly the same, but when I was in high school, someone decided that they wanted to talk very poorly of my sister right behind me in English class.
That's a no-no.
You punched him in the back of the head, didn't you?
No, he sat behind me, so I turned around and...
Oh.
You cracked him?
Right.
Yeah.
Let's go over to Allison on the line. Good morning, Allison.
Good morning. The sister did the right thing. The child has autism. There's no one there to defend him. The parents should not punish them. I understand violence is never the right option. However, in this situation, that bully is not going to understand anything else. You can't talk that kind of person down. You just can't in some situations, and they needed to feel the consequence. The punishment is the week of school. That's the consequence. And they defended their family. If you can't defend, if you're not going to defend your family, who else is going
Nobody.
To?
Nobody. I mean, it's not going to be the school. It's not going to be other people. I mean,
exactly.
The sister came to his rescue, and I don't think she should be punished whatsoever for it.
I agree 100%. If your family's not there for you, who's going to be? And the consequence is the suspension, period. She did the right thing.
Yeah, I don't think she needs more consequence than that. Now, could the mom have Adriana have a conversation with her daughter on how to maybe approach it differently in the future? Sure, but for the time being, she handled some business. Thanks for the call, Allison. Appreciate it.
My mindset always is like, I'm not going to hurt you with my fists. I'm going to hurt you with my words, and that's going to hurt even worse. So,
yikes!
I mean, have you ever felt a fist?
Let's go over to Crystal. Yeah, for real, this isn't a failing. On the daughter's part, there's no failure here. This is 100% a failure of school admin, and they should feel the burn. I'm sick of schools who just cover up and ignore issues and then blame the kids when the situation goes sideways. This person, violence is never the answer, and it's crazy that some people messaging in who are most likely parents are encouraging this type of thing. I know, but I'll say it again. I disagree. I think sometimes violence is the answer.
I don't, though.
Some of these kids today need a really good ass kicking because the ones who finally get it think twice about laying a finger on someone else or making someone else feel smaller than them. Sometimes it is the best thing for them.
And it also discourages people who weren't even the subject of the ass whooping.
It's like,
actually, hold on, I can't do that because look at what happened to this guy.
It's like prison. You got to send a message.
No, you guys also need to realize this is 2025. Everyone's sue happy. Everyone's going to get their lawyer involved. Like, it's not worth it. It's not.
Mike says, yeah, if this was my daughter, she would 100% be rewarded, not punished. Your beef is with the school, not your daughter. And like that caller said, she's already getting a week of suspension. So that's the punishment. But good for her for sticking up for her brother when the school failed to. Be proud of her. But teacher, there's better ways to maybe deal with the situation in the future. Yeah. There you go. I mean, people are going to. I get it. This is kind of split down the middle, but I think we're all in agreement here, yes, that maybe she shouldn't be punished. She already is, right, with the suspension?
No, she definitely shouldn't be punished.
Okay. No. All right. There we go. Thanks, Adriana. Appreciate the call. I know you were looking for advice on this, and what it comes down to is no punishment is needed.
Period.
No, the school's already doing that.
Right.
But I think you raised a great daughter. She was there for her brother in his time of need, when no one else was standing up for him. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. We'll do another Parental Confidential tomorrow morning on the show.
Yesterday was a very big day because yesterday there were a couple of, this whole weekend, excuse me, were a couple of different places that were celebrating breast cancer survivors and breast cancer awareness. So yesterday, my mom actually made her way out to Casa Larga. And there was a fashion show fundraiser for breast cancer patients. Actually, one of my mom's best friends was in it, and it was just a stunning event. And I was always under the impression that Breast Cancer Awareness Month was in October, but they do a lot of stuff in May as well. So it was the 18th annual Embrace Your Sisters event that featured food, music, speakers, and of course, some runway fashions. The non-for-profit provides short-term emergency funding for breast cancer survivors across 13 counties, which is amazing. And over the last 19 years, the non-for-profit has distributed more than $600,000 to those in need. Also, we talked about this on Channel 10 over the weekend, that pickleball tournament that took place in East Rochester that was raising funds as well for breast cancer survivors. And this upcoming weekend, it doesn't stop there, people. I will be out at the Pink and Teal Challenge at MCC for the Breast Cancer Awareness Walk. And I will be judging all the costumes there as well before I head to Lilac Festival. And that will be from like 8:39 to 11:00.
Now, Lilac Festival kicks off, I believe, this Friday.
Friday. Yep. 10 a.m.
Okay. That's going to be...
it's a lot. There's a lot going on.
Yeah. So. We're pushing for nice weather this year. I think we're going to luck out, though.
Me too.
Coming up on the show, how many of you have someone in your life who says they are not interested in their birthday and don't want anything, but will murder you if you fail to celebrate them?
Period.
Breezy is that person for me. And so for my own protection, I decided to do something nice, and I'll share it with you live on the air.
Against his will, truly.
Coming up after the break on PXY.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Thanks everyone for tuning in this morning. We love having you here with us. It is Monday, the 5th of May. Also, happy Cinco de Mayo, but most importantly, happy birthday to Queen Breezy. This morning, actually, Joe, if you wouldn't mind, one of Breezy's special deliveries has arrived, if you wouldn't mind going and grabbing that real quick to bring it in. But I did want to take a second to share a few words really quickly. I'll let Joe go get that delivery.
It's like Joe needs to leave the room. Joe can't be in here for this.
It's like, we'll take care of that. Also, by the way, intern Joe is here with us, who is celebrating his last day with us
today. There's so much happening today.
Which, it does sadden me that his internship has come to an end. But Joe, before you go, I just want to let you know, whatever you decide to do, man, wherever you end up, you're going to be successful because you've been 100% consistent with us. You've been fun. You're just good at what you do. You do it with passion and love. And I'm sad to see you go. You've been a great part of our team.
Thank you. It's sad to go. I don't know what's coming next.
Yeah. Well, that delivery
we'll
outside.
This.
Why don't you go get that?
Yeah.
Why don't you go get that? Breezy, open this really quick. Go ahead. Open the bag really quick. So I want you
first or no?
Yeah, if you want to. Everything that you see on the walls this morning, all the decorations.
This bag is sick.
I got
obviously
on,
my favorite color.
I got on sale.
31. Yeah.
I came in yesterday on Sunday, you guys.
Party City is going on sale.
I came in yesterday to decorate, and I just completely did it up. And I got to tell you, I'm not one to pat myself on the back, but I think I did a nice job.
Fresh.
I think I did a nice job.
That arch is insane. You're the big cheese today. There's no one greater. Thought I'd actually get a really cheesy card for you for your birthday. Breezy, happy 31st birthday. I love you, and I hope this is one of the best years yet. I got all the decorations on sale. Happy birthday. Yeah. Love, Moose and intern Joe.
Yes.
Not
look who just
Patrice
walked in for you.
Walking in.
Oh, Breezy, the love of her life is here. Go ahead, give her a kiss.
Hi.
She brought a bouquet of flowers. This is so sweet. I love
Happy
you guys
birthday.
So much.
Thanks, sweetie.
So really quick, Breezy.
Should I open the gift or not?
Yeah, go ahead, open that real quick. So as you know, Breezy's a planner, and
oh
I got
God.
Her something that, is the price tag on there?
Oh.
Is the price tag on that?
No.
Oh, I was hoping it was. It was expensive, even though I got it on sale.
Right. Everything from Walgreens, not the Cosmic Brownies.
That's your birthday cake for today. So we're going to celebrate in just a little bit and pop a candle.
Get
in
those
that bad
candles
boy.
In there. Yeah, absolutely. You brought a cake. Perfect. There's a lot of things happening right now.
Breezy, here's a open letter from myself to you. I just want to take a moment real quick and say, Breezy, you are abrasive, loud, outspoken, extremely opinionated at times. You're cheap and you only shower twice a week. But that was the old Breezy. That was the 30-year-old Breezy. 31-year-old Breezy is quiet. She smells good all the time because she showers daily and she never hits the snooze button on her alarm clock because she loves being on time for things. Regardless of who you were or who you are in the future, I think there's one thing a majority of us can agree on, and that's your ability to unapologetically be yourself. And I know you have a lot of close people in your life, but I do feel like I have become one of the closest. How can I not be when I have spent every single day with you? I've witnessed your victories, your downfalls, and your struggles. I've also witnessed the behind-the-scenes wins that not everybody knows about. I've had the privilege of watching you come into the studio every morning, 1 pound lighter. And I was there from the start when you told me you were ready to make a change. You've always been confident. And you've always been true to who you are. But watching you lose close to 90 pounds in the last year has been nothing short of inspiring. And I haven't said in a while, but I do need you to know that I am super proud of you. I know your family and girlfriend is proud of you, and I know our listeners are proud of you. I've watched you get your heart broken. I've also been there when you've fallen madly in love. You have a ridiculous amount of talent, and I'm proud to call you a friend and sidekick. And I hope this next trip around the sun teaches you that life is great and it's a blessing, but don't forget about all the bad parts, because even though those parts are tough, those are the parts in you that made you the woman you are today. Strength in a person does not come from winning. Strength comes from constantly getting back up each and every time you have been hurt or knocked down. Thank you for being a friend, but also thanks for being you. And I hope you know you're loved. Happy birthday.
That was very sweet.
Beat that, Patrice.
Thank you, Moose. Wow, ChatGPT is really just...
It's blowing up.
They're pumping it.
Oh, my God. Like you wouldn't believe. But Patrice is in the studio with us. And thank you for coming.
Say something?
No, she doesn't.
No.
Someone's crying on their way to work. Oh. Wow. I love it. Moose, thank you so much.
Oh, 30 of course.
Would not have been the same without you and our show and all of the cool things that we did this past year. I'm so grateful to have you and just our job and our platform, because let's be honest, like, we are the redheaded stepchildren of the building, and yep, nobody really likes us. But
we got in trouble like four times last week.
Yeah, we like each other, and that's really the most important part, because we don't really have to see anybody else. But thank you so much, and you have been one of my biggest supporters in this past year of my life that hasn't always been the easiest. There's been a lot of mental breakdowns, a lot of tears, a lot of illness, but you've been very understanding and very kind to me.
Do so I keep my mouth shut a lot? That. You know I do.
Not me vomiting on air.
Here's a quick message from our boy Pat Duffy down the hall.
Oh God.
It's Duffy from the Break Room on CMF. I'm here to wish you a very happy birthday and birthday weekend and birthday week and birthday month. I'm going to be honest with you. The weirdest thing is it's not even like a milestone birthday. Like, you know, after 30, people just kind of go to work and don't really tell anyone it's their birthday. But you do you. I'm not going to tell you how to live your life. Happy birthday, Breezy. Hope it's a good one.
Always leave it to him for the heartwarming message.
Just really going on a high there. Thank you so much.
Don't forget, guys, coming up on the show, how selfless of you, Breezy.
So selfless.
Even though it's your special day, you still want to give back. And in the next hour, that's what we're going to do. For Can't Beat Breezy. Make sure you guys listen to Win. It's coming up in the next hour on PXY.